fished our seas, over-tilled our land, over-polluted our air, and now we want to do that to the rest of the world. A prescription drug benefit for our seniors is in limbo, while our education president proposes the smallest increase in education spending in 8 years. It is clear it is time for George Bush to go. But finally, let me offer a prescription. We must organize and vote. Don't be tempted by those who say all the machines are rigged, so we just shouldn't vote. If they rig the machines, let's expose it in the full view of the American people and the world. Right now, in the South, we've got elections in Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The Republicans have retreated to their tried and true pattern of race baiting and black voter intimidation. Your charge should be to protect the right to vote, especially for blacks and Latinos whose numbers alone can take George Bush out of the White House and change the majority in the Congress. That is, if they vote. We have to form WTC teams, that is, watch the count teams, to be present at polling places, at the tabulation places, to protect the ballot boxes while they're in transportation. Black folks in the South have been doing this ever since we got the right to vote. So we know what to do and we know how to do it. The word is already out that the Republicans are trying their best to depress minority voter turnout. It is in our national interest to promote minority voter turnout. In Mississippi, Haley Barbour implies that his opponent for governor is a Negro lover. In Kentucky, the Republicans have already said that they're going to place voter challengers inside the majority black precincts so that they can intimidate black voters. This is our charge to make sure that minorities and blacks have the right to vote and that they actually get out to vote. We must understand that the Republicans will always try to divide us. But as I can see in this beautiful crowd, we see no race, we see no color, no language, no ethnicity, no religion. We are one. More than anything else, this administration wants to have the appearance of voter legitimacy. And by participating in the process, not withdrawing from the process, we can deny them what they want most. Finally, this administration is based on lies. And now we all know those lies. What I say is George Bush out the door in 2004. Thank you.